tell that it's recording. Okay, so I'm here with Tammy Gordy from Ottumwa, Iowa.
Yeah.
Tell me about your day.
I'm having an awesome day.
So, let's roll back about 24 hours ago. It was Sunday morning. What happened? What were you doing?
We just finished breakfast, and I got my purse, was cleaning it out, and started going through my old lottery tickets. And none of those were winners, but the one that I bought the day before said $2 million.
So, yeah. And you said you play regularly, but just one ticket at a time.
One ticket at a time.
So you had some over that were maybe over the last few weeks, is that right?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. And so, when it said $2 million, then what happened?
I fell on my chair.
And you were there with your husband, Steve?
I was there with Steve, yeah. Just, I couldn't see. It's like, there's all those zeros. I was like, maybe I need my glasses or, we screamed.
So, Steve, were you sitting right there when she was scanning it? And so, what did you think?
Oh, I wasn't sure what to think when she looked at it and she jumped up and was saying, not English, just other words I couldn't understand. And then I looked over and there was a lot of zeros. So then we didn't know what it was.
We couldn't comprehend.
Until we got our senses back.
So you were doing that on the lottery's mobile app. And I've people have said so many times through the years, like they check it 17 times. Did you check it again and again?
Well, the first two times it didn't say anything.
Because it was processing.
And then the third time it said it.
It did that, yeah.
So then we're clear out in the country, so we run out in the front porch to make sure that it was right and not some kind of...
We didn't know how many zeros
it connected.
It connected right, yeah.
And that's then great. Did you see, we at the lottery obviously put out information yesterday, and you saw that, so then you're like, okay, maybe...
Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe it was.
It was real. And then when I see it in the country, the only one in the country, I was just like, I don't get that. I just can't comprehend that.
You beat the odds.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. So Tammy, you are 56. You said you work as a dietitian at the local hospital. Dietary aid. Sorry, I'll get it right. Dietary aid at the local hospital.
Oh, God.
And you told the truth. You didn't call in sick today.
No. Nope.
You called in rich.
Called in rich, yeah.
What? So you just called and said?
I called my boss and told him I needed to take Monday and Tuesday off because I won $2 million on the Powerball. And so he says, well, congratulations if you're not April fooling me. Okay, call us back Wednesday and we'll see what's going on.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So so you did call work. Mm-hmm. Good job being responsible.
Yeah.
You and Steve have four adult children, so you called all the kids.
Kids, yeah. They came over, and they're still in disbelief like we are,
You said you called your parents, is that right?
My dad.
Your dad.
Called my dad in Texas, yeah.
And your siblings?
Yeah.
Did people believe you?
No. No.
Not at first.
They didn't, yeah.
Why would you make something like that up?
I don't know. I am a jokester, but not to that extent. No. No.
So, one of the things that I think is so cool about your story is a big part of what you're doing with the money. So, years ago, you said you lost your home in a tornado, is that right?
Yes.
And so ever since then, you have kind of been living in temporary housing, although it's not so temporary because it's been a number of years.
Yeah.
Right.
And so what's going on now?
We were in the process of building a home and kind of got put on hold for a few years. So now this is going to speed it up. And it's going to go into more... better details.
You're already talking about
about a walk-in closet and jacuzzi tub. That's what I'm talking.
Maybe by next year you'll have your new house.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It's amazing, yeah. And everybody we called are just like, it couldn't happen to two better people. So that's what we're getting, so that's kind of nice. Yeah.
And you only had one ticket.
One ticket.
One easy pick.
One easy
pick.
Because
yeah.
you said you don't ever choose your own numbers, right?
We have. Now, he'll pick them. I don't. He'll say, oh.
Not in years.
And he used to do that, but yeah.
I used to, but no.
I just don't take the time. I'm just like, easy pick. Yeah. And we had a neighbor that won $100,000 one time, and he said, let me tell you, always get the power play. So mm-hmm. that was Smokey Miller. He's no longer with us, but yeah.
So it's thanks to Smokey Miller that you got an extra $1 million.
Yes, yes.
So, but you have said, like, this doesn't really seem real, right?
No, not yet. It doesn't. I'm like, oh, my God, I got to get to work. I've worked since I was 13 years old. I mean, this is, yeah.
Well, you can still work.
There's I can still work, to say, what know, I want to do, yeah.
What a story you're going to have to tell.
I know, yeah.
And then, Steve, you are self-employed. You are a mechanic, is that correct?
Yep, I got my own business. It's Gordy's Auto Repair.
And you just bought your own building.
I just bought the building. I've worked out of the shop. I leased it for about 5.5 years, and then last December bought it, and it's doing great.
It feels like perfect timing on all these fronts for you.
It does, yeah. And I say to him, there is a God out there.
But you have both also talked about being careful with the winnings, planning for retirement.
Yeah.
Can you tell me about that?
We've never been material people. I can say that, and it's just family what was more important to us, so it's just gonna be that way. We're just gonna be able to do, you know, funner things, more things. My daughter says we're going to Disneyland.
That's what she said.
Yeah,
I suppose that could be in the works.
That could
be
in the works. Yeah We got 10 grandkids, so we'd have to get a bus to go or something.
You know what? I think they make those.
Yes, they do.
You could do
they
that.
Do.
So
they do.
Has any of this sunk in yet?
No. Not really. I couldn't sleep. You know, everything was going through my head last night. No, it doesn't seem real. Yeah.
Well, and you also couldn't sleep because, my gosh, Steve, you were in the hospital.
Yeah.
And, wow, you've had quite a...
Yeah.
Those kidney stones... Don't hold anything against Powerball, right?
Yeah, you don't want to mess with them. I'm telling you.
Well, we're glad you're here. Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
That's the story.